I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Today, I want to talk a little bit about peace. Peace is thought of as the absence of war, the blessing of peaceful coexistence. It would be in a culture or society in the context of relationships with other people. It's always balanced against the opposite, though, peace against not peace. So I suggest that we shift this position and actually open the door into inner tranquility and compassion for whatever journey you're on. Not necessarily the journey you chose for yourself or what you desire, but what is actually occurring in your world. You might be living in inequality and fear outside of your own internal peaceful valley. Albert Einstein spoke about peace as not only an absence of war, but a state of being that includes the presence of justice, law, order, and government in society. He said, peace is not merely the absence of war, but the presence of justice, of law, of order, in short, of government. And then to follow on that, Martin Luther King wasn't satisfied with the definition of peace that focused only on the reduction of war and violence. He committed his entire life to the idea that peace must embrace societal justice. And he said, true peace is not merely the absence of tension, it's the presence of justice. We can say that peace means respect for human rights, well-being of people, food, clothing, and health care, freedom for individuals and for nations. But this is still peace as a vehicle of the culture, government, and the powerful. This is still peace that's being defined for us by circumstances. I'm much more interested in the internal peace that evolves through spiritual practice and devotion to the lifting of awareness towards tranquility and hope, spaciousness and beautiful hope, cherished hope, live within the heart, within the mindfulness of daily appreciation of life and beauty, to appreciate, to love and see that which is beautiful around you is a way into peace. Internal peace is essential for each of us who inhabit this larger culture that we live in. That's a war within itself and others. Internal peace, or the words of the Christian liturgy, the peace that passes all understanding, is true peace. It's the only peace that can lay the foundations of peace in each country, and ultimately peace in the world. And so for you and I to contribute to peace, we must, in the words of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, say, peace in the sense of the absence of war is of little value. Peace can only last where human rights are respected, where people are fed, and where individuals and nations are free. So I suggest, to find peace, that you give food to someone who's hungry, that you give a hug to someone who is needy, that you give of yourself in some way that brings you that spaciousness, that peace that is beyond societal definition, but that is in fact the very definition of a great and beautiful world. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.